SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Isang pangako ngayong eleksyon na sinasabi ng mga advocate na nais marinig ng kalahati ng populasyon ng Australia.
It's about more choices for women. It's about cheaper access to healthcare and better access to healthcare. That's what this package is about.
Inanunsyo ni Minister for Women Katie Gallagher ang $573 milyong na pondo para sa women's health o kalusugan ng mga kababaihan, na mapupunta sa mas mababang presyo ng gamot, mas pinalawig na bulk billing at dagdag klinika na gumagamot ng endometriosis. Dagdag ng senador na mahati ang presyo ng popular na birth control pills at menopause medication sa unang pagkakataon sa mga nakalipas na dekada. Isa si Ali Pepper sa 150,000 kababaihan na nahaharap sa medical na kondisyon na ito.
So I actually saw 3 GPs that couldn't help. I didn't even know menopause hit me.
Yeah,
3 years ago, and yeah, I didn't even know it was menopause. So
yeah, right.
I was just in shock. I couldn't sleep all of a sudden. Yeah. I was dripping in sweat.
Si Ali na isang professional mountaineer ay nakaranas ng malalang sintomas kabilang na ang brain fog at depression na nawala nang magsimula siyang dumaan sa hormone therapy. Ilan sa mga therapy na ito ay malapit ng mabilang sa listahan ng Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme at magiging mura simula Marso. Git ng gobyerno ng mga out-of-pocket costs para sa Estrogel, Prometrium at Estrogel Pro ay bababa sa halos $300 kada taon. Dagdag pa ito sa paglulunsad ng Medicare rebates para sa mga menopause health check. Magiging mura din ang popular na pills gaya ng Yas at Yasmin na magiging kalahati ang presyo mula sa $380 na magiging $126 kada taon. Sinabi ni Minister Gallagher na makakatulong ito sa milyong kababaihan at kanilang kalusugan.
This is all about making sure we're addressing areas where it's been unfair or unaffordable for women, to make sure that they are able to access contraception, that they're able to access menopause support, health assessments, that GPs are rewarded and supported to be providing that care, and also to make sure that women who are on the lowest incomes are able to access care through pharmacies.
Ilan sa mga kasama sa pangako ay magiging epektibo lamang matapos ang halalan na dapat maisagawa bago ang Mayo at 17. Kabilang dito ang $100 milyong na susubukan ng over-the-counter access sa gamot para sa hindi komplikadong urinary tract infections o UTI at bulk billing para sa paglalagay ng mga IUDs at implanons. Layo nitong palakasin ng long-term birth control ng bansa na ayon sa gobyerno ay mas mababa kumpara sa ibang bansa. Sinabi ni Assistant Health Minister Jed Kearney na ilan sa balakid ang presyo at sakit na pagdadaanan sa proseso. Kaya naman kasama sa anunsyo ang $25 milyong na suporta sa training para sa mga healthcare provider.
A lot of health professionals tell me that a lot of the pain is due to imperfect insertion and technique, and that if we can get that right, that will go a long way to controlling that pain. But also we are reviewing guidelines, or there has been a review of the guidelines by RANSCOG around pain management and advice to patients when they do actually present for an IUD insertion.
Tinugunan din ang dinadalas ng mga kababaihan sa endometriosis, kung saan may dagdag na 11 endometriosis at pelvic pain clinics na pangako sa susunod na termino. Dagdag ito sa 22 klinika na naitayo na sa nakalipas sa 3 taon. Ayon sa chair ng Family Planning Alliance, si Caroline Mulcahy, malaking bagay ito sa pagbabago.
We are absolutely thrilled that the ministers and the Albanese government have listened to women and girls across Australia. And I'd like to thank Minister Kearney and Senator Waters for holding the two Senate inquiries into accessible and affordable reproductive health care and also perimenopause and menopause. It's actually the first time I think women have actually had these concerns and their reproductive and sexual challenges recognized and acknowledged by a government. So thank you.
Sa pulisang nailatag, tila umaasang Partido Labor na makakakuha ng boto ang tulong na ito sa cost of living, lalo pat dumadanas ang partido ng 10% swing sa state by-election sa suburb ng Werribee sa Melbourne ngayong weekend. Tatapatan naman agad ng koalisyon ng pangako, lalo na't mababang nakuha nilang boto mula sa mga kababaihan noong nakaraang halalan. Narito ang pahayag ni Anne Ruston, Shadow Health Minister.
Yes, the coalition will match the entire package of women's health measures that have been announced by the government because we believe that Australian women should have both affordable and timely access to the primary care needs that are being supported by this package.
Isang bihirang sitwasyon na magkasundo ang dalawang partido bilang paghahanda sa paparating na halala na maaaring ipatawag anumang araw. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Team Mitchell at Sarah Tomebska para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.